This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand rising and priming powerful beings, shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about going against evil, going to war against evil. And you don't even have to go to war, because God gonna go to war for you. Amen. I'm going to be talking about, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Keep tapping at Ed Talks Daily as I talk about how every day you're fighting a fight in the flesh that you gotta win in the spirit so you could win it in the flesh. And sometimes we keep trying to win things in the flesh, but we never fight the spiritual battles, and we wonder why we keep on losing. Let's go. Ed Talks Daily is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a holistic mindset? By keeping your eyes on Christ and having Christ at the head of your life, then you got more power to go against the principalities of this world. A lot of times when we think about holistic mindset, we think about omitting Christ in everything that we do because we got the power. Well, the truth of the matter is the power lies in the Creator. So keep tapping into this episode as I talk about fighting against the evil forces of this world. Go to edtalksdaily.com if you want to listen to this podcast on a continuous basis. And if you want to subscribe on YouTube, make sure you subscribe on YouTube and leave a comment while you're watching this. Edify what I got going on here. All right. And one of the ways that you say things is to give things. And you give things by leaving a review, sharing the video, liking it, and all that good stuff. So now let's get right into the subject, which is going to war against evil. Now, we got to go to war against evil, and you don't realize it. Every single day that you wake up, you're actually fighting a fight. You're fighting a battle, and you got to wear the full armor of God. Somebody comment, I'm wearing the full armor of God. Right? If you don't wear the full armor of God, then you're not going to be aware of the enemy's schemes, and you might be losing the battle. Right? So you got to wear the full armor of God. In this world, we really do make our practices our God. And what I mean by that is we often do stuff that we think that by doing these things, we're preparing ourselves and we're making ourselves strong. So our mere meditative practices, our mere eating rituals, or our mean full moon or new moon celebrations, we think that that's going to keep us fortified. Now, we're actually in the harvest moon season. Some people are doing all types of things during this season of new moon and full moon. And you think that's going to fortify you, but you give no homage back to God. This, I'm about to tell you how to really put on your armor, right? Putting on your armor ain't just, it ain't really like you going to an altar with your ancestors. Putting on the armor ain't you saging up your room so your evil spirits don't get in. Putting on the armor is that you coming up, conjuring up some spells. Putting your armor ain't simply personal development, though it's part of it, because personal development is part of the renewing of the mind. Putting on the armor ain't just making sure your finances are on point. That's part of it. Putting your armor is keeping your eyes on God. This message ain't supposed to be popular, so I don't expect much of you to stick around. But those who stick around are going to hear the truth, and it will set you free. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Sogs Daily. And if you do like it, make sure you tap on the screen and keep liking it, right? So we can get the message out. Now, I'm not here for you to really like me. I'm here to give you the message. So if you have ears to hear what I got to say and what the Holy Spirit got to say today. So one of the major things I'm going to tell you is, first of all, you're fighting against all types of forces that you have no idea about. And what most people do about spiritual battles is they close their eyes and they close their eyes to it and stay oblivious to it because they think by not seeing it, it doesn't exist. Right? Just because you don't want to see something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Just because you close your eyes to evil in the world doesn't mean that evil ain't running rampage and the enemy ain't alive. Just because you try to discredit the enemy doesn't mean the enemy is not here. Or just because you try to say there is no devil doesn't mean that there is no devil. It just means that you want to stay oblivious to reality. And be oblivious to reality all you want. But I'm here to tell you what the truth is. The truth is there's the kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. That's the truth right there. Let me say that again. The truth is there's a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. And if you don't choose to go towards the kingdom of light, you automatically part of the kingdom of darkness. So somebody says, I ain't into all this religion thing. I'm not either. Religious people actually is the one who crucified Jesus. They brought him to the law that they didn't, like, he didn't want, the law didn't want to have nothing to do with him. He was like, I don't want this man's blood in my hands. Take him out of here. They was like, no, crucify him. I mean, the guy who thought he had him in his hands, his life or death in his hands, Pilate, said, I don't want to do nothing with this. His wife warned him. He said, listen, that man, you don't want to deal with him. He like, you don't want to. He was like, me neither. Those religious people said, crucify him. Like, he's like, man, we don't want a revolution up in here. So we're going to do what these people are telling us to do. So we're going to just, because we trying to stay quiet. He's like, okay, let me find a different way around it. So this man finds a murderer who deserves death. Let me tell you, so he's playing smart. He's like, okay, we don't want these people to revolt, so we're going to give them an option, so hopefully I could save myself from the wrath of God. I don't want to put his hand. I'm going to wash my hands clean, make sure the blood is on theirs. But Jesus told him, look, I'm laying up my life and I'm going to pick it up again. He did it like a boss. That's how Jesus talks. Y'all got the wrong perception of who Jesus is. Y'all thinking it's religion, but religious people is the one who crucified him. Those who claim that they are Jews but are not. Okay, somebody want a real message or you want to like me? I don't care if you like me, by the way. So that's what he said. So by the way, this ain't a religious tip. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And the truth is, if you don't acknowledge the truth, the doorway to the truth, which is Jesus, you're part of the kingdom of darkness. And when you're part of the kingdom of the darkness, you're not underneath the covering of the light. Right? So a lot of people are part of the kingdom of darkness by just being, want to be free and rebels to what is obvious and what everybody has acknowledged is the truth. But you don't want to let it set you free because you don't want to be freed from what you think is your life, but it is your enslavement. Somebody want to hear the message or you want to hear something sweet and nice? This week, I'm not feeling too sweet. I'm trying to give it to you how it is. So here's another major thing. There's a spiritual realm that's affecting your life. There is literally a spiritual realm that is affecting your life on a consistently daily basis. But the issue is, you don't know that this spiritual realm exists because you're so focused on the physical realm. So Anita, you watching, go on Facebook because ain't nobody on Mighty Network. So I'm going to just use this phone to go on Instagram because they need that message too. So go on Facebook, Anita. So there's a spiritual realm, and this spiritual realm is affecting your life more than you think it is. And because you don't acknowledge it, you just keep suffering in the flesh, not knowing that you have spiritual things and bonding you. So you have a mere explanation of those things like soul ties, and you don't understand that soul ties is actually it's from that realm. You go to sleep at night, you don't know where you went, but you're in that spiritual realm. So even the music you listen to, you want to stay oblivious that it's actually a tool to actually help you get in that realm. So you say, I don't listen to who I want to listen to. And you don't realize that they're taking you to whatever realm they want with you. So you can stay oblivious as long as you want, but you still being led somewhere. And it's either you being led into the slaughterhouse or you're underneath the covering of the Good Shepherd. Most people are not underneath the covering of the Good Shepherd because they're underneath the covering of the goat. Right? So they look at all the people who's like, man, they the greatest of all time, and they taking you where they're going. Everybody's got a father. It's either you with your original father or you got adopted by the world. Everybody got a daddy in the spirit realm. It's either you got the daddy of the kingdom of light or you got the daddy that's called the kingdom of darkness. We all got a daddy. And when you forsake one daddy, the other daddy just says, I got you now. And, you know, I'll just make sure that you don't think I exist. That's how they get you. That's how he gets you. I don't even exist. Oh, yeah, I'm not real. Yeah, there is no kingdom of darkness. You know, you just living your life. There's no kingdom of darkness. And some of you right now in your mind, you're like, I can't believe it. That's because your soil has not been fertile, because somebody has been planting weeds up in your garden. And today, I'm hoping that the Holy Spirit gonna pluck them weeds out and plant some new seeds in your mind about what the truth is. How does everybody acknowledge it, but nobody listens to it? And then when anybody shares the gospel, which is the good news, you say, I don't like these religious people. I'm telling you, Jesus wasn't religious himself. He was a revolutionary. The word says, I'm going to send you a king. He came as a king. And they didn't understand he was a king because he wasn't working underneath the system of this world. That's what he had to say. My kingdom is not on here. I don't operate in the way y'all operate. All right. And you keep hearing the story of the king and then you just keep putting it down. Let me tell you something. You're going to keep hearing this story more and more because we're in the times where it has to be preached everywhere. You're like, well, the holistic motivator, you're supposed to be doing holistic stuff. Why is it going to be preached here? Why? Because guess what? He cares about his sheep. He cares about his souls. And he's putting people out. So we have a war going against evil, and he's raising up soldiers. Some of you watching now are soldiers that are being put on the dark side. But the force is in you, though. Let me tell you something. Something you didn't see about Star Wars and all that whole series is that the force is either you have the same force, but that force can be turned into the dark side. Why? Because it's in the spiritual realm. Once you tap into the spiritual realm, there's two aspects of it. There's the dark side and there's the Jedi. And that's just a play on the Bible. Every single superhero that you move is all about Christ. They're just flipping it and putting false idols and, you know, false Christs. You're like Superman. The reason why you love Superman is it's a Christ story. The reason why you like The Matrix, it's a Christ story. It's all a Christ stories. They all come from one story of the truth. And why it's just the same story repeated in your media. And you're not seeing it because it has not been revealed to you because you have hardened your hearts. And the Holy Spirit's goal is to soften it. You hear what I'm telling you? So first of all, Jesus didn't come for religion. Religious people killed Jesus. I want you to understand that. So the concept of Adam in the garden was a concept of God's relationship with man. So the most holistic way is all about Jesus. Holistic is how it started. It's a family story. Adam in the garden, naming the animals, living on the earth, having dominion, having a relationship with God. And then the enemy, the kingdom of darkness, had to come through like, yo, Adam, listen. You know, you think you got it good, but you don't really got it good. You're like, oh, you know you can actually be just like, well, he told that to Eve. You know you could just be like God. You know that he's hiding stuff from you. But in reality, he's right next to you, communicating with you. He's giving you dominion and rulership. He's like, yo, name the animals. So the enemy, that's what he does. And you got the false prophets rising up that tells you the same thing. Oh, you know they've been lying to you, son. You know they've been lying to you all about this. That's the spirit of the darkness, the dark side. Oh, you know you don't know the truth. You know, and you have good, you seeking truth. So you're like, oh, is that right? Oh, that's right. So now guess what you're doing now? You are out here trying to find your way out of the garden when you were exactly where you were supposed to be. Because you've been lied to and you've been bamboozled thinking you're stepping into truth. And that's happening, what, to the elect? Like, this ain't supposed to be popular. I'm gonna keep the fire watching. And maybe, like, y'all gonna listen to this. At some point, it's probably gonna fall in good soil. But for now, it's cool. I don't care. Let me tell you something. The spiritual realm is constantly affecting you. And especially around today, tomorrow, spiritual realm gets heightened. Now, I want you to understand that they crucified Jesus. They took him on a full moon day. Like, they just took him on a full moon day. Right? There's just evil going on in the full moon day. All that witchcraft in the air. You about to go, you're supposed to be in harvest season right now, and somebody's sending out stuff to prune out your crops. And you trying to sage your way out of that, and where you got to put on the full armor of God. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Okay, you're not hearing me. All right, message going to fall on some good soil. Okay. I may seem crazy, but I ain't crazy. I know how this works. I know it. Okay. All right. The armor of God. You got to equip yourself spiritually. You literally have to equip yourself spiritually. So a lot of you think equipping yourself spiritually is some of the spiritual practices that you do that omits God. That's not what it is. Can y'all help me get this message out? Because I know people need to hear it, but they don't want to hear it. So can y'all like and share, like all that good stuff? Can y'all do that? Just help spread the gospel a little bit? Because people need to hear this. You get what I'm saying? So you have to learn how to put that armor of God. And Ephesians 6 verse 13 says, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you have done everything to stand. Okay, so then 14 said, stands firm with the belt of truth buckled around the waist. That's what holds up the armor. Because people are going to try to break down your armor with philosophies, and you don't even realize that they're breaking down your armor with philosophies because you don't got the belt of truth to hold your armor up. And you go wishy-washy based on what other sound knowledge comes around. So anything that sounds good, you all up on it. So you hopping from philosophy to philosophy, going away from truth little by little. So you're like, man, I heard from the grapevine. You heard wrong. Did you hear from the vine or the grapevine? Okay, if you know your scripture, then you know what I'm talking about. But you got to connect to the vine. You got to get the truth from the vine. Some stuff are known not by knowledge, but by revelation. All right. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Now, you think the righteousness in place is you doing right by God. The righteousness in place is the righteousness of God. It's a different righteousness. So the righteousness in place ain't just like, oh, by you following the laws like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, then I'm righteous. The righteousness is the righteousness of God. That's that breast place. When you live in the honesty of integrity and the truth of the gospel, it holds everything in place. And the breath place of righteousness is you living that life righteously. But it's also you understanding that you are the righteousness of God. And this is going to protect your heart, your emotions, your morality. It's going to help you be able to stand strong so that way when daggers come, when people try to use their words, they can't hurt you because they can't see the flaw in you that they're looking for because you ain't done what they're trying to condemn you for because you got the breastplate of righteousness. You hear what I just said? So the gospel is literally equipping you with how to be strong, but you thinking of the religious. That's the problem with people is they take God and put him into a denomination when God is all about dominion, not denomination. Somebody comment amen to that. Oh, they not hearing me, son. They not hearing me, son. and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Like, your feet should not be running towards evil. It should be running towards spreading peace, spreading that gospel, baby. That's what my feet on. My feet, every day I'm walking, I'm like, yo, let me go ahead and tell them. Every day, where am I going? I'm about to walk and do some good. That's what I'm about to do, the gospel of peace. That's my feet. Why? Because the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Did you hear what I just said? I'm like, yo, let's go ahead and share what the true peace is. You think peace is in the, and you need to breathe. This ain't true peace. The true peace is the peace of the Lord. Now, this is part of it. I teach people how to breathe. But if I teach you how to breathe, but not share what the breath of life is, then I'm teaching you how to breathe incorrectly. Somebody said, I don't understand what that means. But those who have ears to hear, let them hear. You can breathe all you want, but unless the breath of life or the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, you ain't never have peace. Hello. And the Lord breathed the Holy Spirit to his disciples, meaning his students. So unless you receive the good news of the gospel of Jesus and it comes into you and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you ain't going to really have that peace. It's going to be fleeting peace. And you need to keep breathing properly. Don't be like these Pharisees that says, oh man, breathing is of the devil. Well, who gave you your breath? The devil or God? Okay, so you need to do that. Some of you holding your breath too much. But the worst hold breath is when you hold your breath so you can't get the breath from that spills from the Holy Spirit. That's the worst holding breath. And you need to breathe intentionally too. I teach people how to do that. And then it says, in addition to all of this, take up the shield. I teach people how to do both. But one I can't teach, only the Holy Spirit can teach. But what I can do is walk with the gospel of peace and share it to you. And then God can do the rest and the Holy Spirit will come into you. I can't do that. That's not my responsibility. I cannot do that. And I don't wish to do it either. Too much responsibility. Right, but I'll at least tell you something about it, right? So here's what it says next. Take up the field of faith. Field of faith. So you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So the evil one throwing flaming arrows at you. You're like, man, you just throwing arrows. No, them arrows flaming, bro. They flame. So you gotta have a faith. That's your shield. So the doubts, the temptation, the attacks, the superstitions, the people coming that's spreading seeds, that's making you feel like you're dumb or stupid. I mean, it'd be the dumb and stupid people that call you dumb and stupid. Oh, somebody's emotion just got hurt right now. It'd be the lost that caused the found, the loss. And I laugh. Joke's on you. You hear what I just said? The lost be, oh yeah, they go on my comment section. Oh, you are so lost. I'm like, yeah, you should be listening to me. Okay. Next it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take the helmet of salvation. Some of y'all, you not taking the helmet and you wondering why you keep having negative thoughts, and that's the enemy. When you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you say Jesus is Lord, you got the helmet of salvation. And all the doubts that you think about what the kingdom is about, the doubts that you think if Christ is real, the doubts that you think if there's heaven, the doubts, all these things start to get rid. It secures your relationship. But here's the thing, some of y'all, you got the helmet on, but you don't walk around with the sword. So you protecting your mind, but you don't have a sword to play offense. So you only got the defense. You have faith, you have helmet, but you don't use the sword because you don't be in it. And it ain't in you too much because you in the world too much. You don't read your Bible like that. And you don't hear from God because you're not wearing what the breastplate of righteousness. And I'm not saying you don't hear from God, but not as much as you should. Because your mind is bombarded by other things. And you need to be in the Word. And the Word's going to stop being in you more. And guess what the Word is? The Word is God. In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is with God. And then the Word became flesh. And we're talking about Christ. Salvation and the sword goes together. You don't have one without the other. Because the Word of God only dwells in you when the helmet of salvation is worn, and that's when you testify that Jesus is Lord. That's how it goes, all right? So God is raising up soldiers, not religious people. And then he needs ambassadors, not religious people, okay? All right, so if you're religious, get out of that religious mindset, but still go to church, though. You still go praise God in your church. But get out of the religious mindset. All right? God doesn't even like your religious spirit. He wants you to be about his business more than he cares about you judging people based on your religion. That's what I'm just saying. Okay. Now, you know, everybody's feelings going to get hurt, but people's faith will get solidified if they can hear the truth. So the sword of the spirit is the offensive weapon. That's the look. All of we defense. So we go into war and we make sure our defense is way more important than our offense. It's like all of it is defense. It's like so much defense. Defense is the best offense. I used to play basketball. Somebody said, you play the best defense, then you only have to do one offense. Like you just make sure they can't touch you, the enemy can't touch you, and then you use the word of God against the enemy. Bam, and you defeat them with a word. That's powerful. And all your defense is put up by God, because he says wear the full armor of God. So your defense, and even by your own might, you got the defense of God. And then you got him, angels all around you protecting you. You ultimate powerful. Now your only responsibility, you got one job. Bro, you got one job and you ain't even doing that. He got everything else for you. He put it on. He put the righteousness in place. And he's like, use the word against sin so you could keep the breastplate of righteousness on. Use the word against lack, against the doubt. He says, use the word against false truth so you could keep the truth. Use your word against evil so you could use your feet so you could spread the gospel of peace. Use your words against fear so you could have faith up. You hear what I just said? And the word of God is the Bible, but deeper than the Bible, the word of God is God himself. And that's the spirit of God. You hear what I just said? The word of God ain't just limited to the Bible, y'all. Y'all think it's just the scriptures in the Bible. Don't just think the word of God is what you read in the Bible only. The word of God is deeper than just the Bible. The Bible cannot express what the God is. Like, it's just, it doesn't have enough. It, like, there's no words that can write the power of God. It's just impossible. Like, we would write write it on all heavens and earth and all the multi-dimensions. You would never be able to write the word of God. But at least he gave you a blueprint. So I don't walk around without my weapon. But besides this weapon, which is the Bible, I don't walk around without God in me. You hear what I just said? So I always got the Bible. It's like where I go, I got the Bible with me. It's like somewhere in my bag. It's like I'm in a car, I get the Bible. I always got the Bible with me. Always done. But I got the Bible in me, most importantly, because I got God in me. Who said that? Mary, it's the God in me. And guess who put the God in you? God put the God in you like he did to Mary. Shout out to Mary. All right. We just played on that real quick. Some of you, it hit. Yes, I am very creative. So now, we've been fasting and praying. Somebody said, I need to put some more armor on me. That's right, you do. You better go pray and fast. That's how you gonna really get that armor armored up. Y'all don't see a different type of armor, a new energy. I ain't even gonna tell you what I've been doing, but I've been doing that part. Fasting is going to strengthen your relationship connection to God. The word says, if my people will humble themselves, and humble means fast. If you would humble yourself by humbling your mouth from food ministry, okay? Some of y'all in the food ministry, you minister to food more, like food is more your God than God is your God. Okay. So when you show God is your God, when you say, you know, I'm going to stay away from the food, I'm going to stay away from too much from that video, from those media, from that relationship, then you are humbling yourself before God. If my people would humble themselves before me and seek my face, then you like, man, God, heal my hand, heal my land. I need it, my relationship, my womb. I got so much wounds in my womb. Can you heal me, oh Lord? And God like, I'm going to do it, but humble yourself before me. So the secret to finding, to getting God's glory is a humility. And some of you, you need to fast. And I always tell people it's very important to fast around, like, man, why you say fast around the full moons? Because the enemy is like going crazy. The spiritual realm opened up, right? It's like all types of demons roaming around this time. Better put a full armor. You can't, okay, it doesn't exist. I won't even think about it. I don't care about it. But you got witches right now conjuring up spells, and you filling your belly, and you inviting them spirits in because you clubbing. Even if you don't fast from food, you should be fasting from alcohol and all types of stuff right now. They're like, why? Because if you really looked at how it all works, you'd see that at the middle of each lunar cycle, some crazy thing happened in your life and you go left. And instead of getting yourself together, putting the full armor of God, you make the worst decisions. So that's why one of the things I always be telling people is like, yo, you should probably be focusing on God a little bit more time around this time. And here's the next thing we do. And we don't care too much about the moon like that because we never worship creation, but we understand how creation affects us. We never worship the moon. We never worship the sun. But the light of the sun dictates the day, and the darkness of the moon dictates the night. And it says the same thing. The activities are done underneath the sun, and the emotions are ruled by the moon. You hear what I'm just saying? Okay. So peaks happen around these times. This is harvest season. This is a season of harvesting. This is a harvest moon. We're in a harvest moon season. You should be eating from the fruits of your labor in the spring and the toil that you did to make sure your garden was active in the summer. Not suffering because the enemy came during the harvest and took your wheat that you planted in the spring. So, we have to find a refuge in God. Psalms 91. Here's a word to put on the full armor. Here's a word to go against the enemy's schemes. Here's a word. That's why you need to start getting your Bible. Go read it for yourself. Here's the thing with y'all. You talking bad about the Bible because you ain't never opened it yourself. You only got somebody's interpretation of it, and that's the issue. You ain't never go read it. And when you read the Bible, don't read it by yourself. Read it with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to go ahead and tell you this. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. How many of y'all want to rest in the shadow of the Almighty? Some of y'all too busy doing shadow work to be in the shadow of God. Oh. He just said, dwell in my shelter and you rest in my shadow. You're like, man, I got to do some shadow work. It's not in the Bible. I used to say that very recently. Up until now, God been pruning some verbiage from me. I used to say shadow work. Now he's like, ain't no shadow work, baby. He's like, you better be dwelling in my shelter and rest in my shadow. And I understand what it means to some people, But in God terms, it says you better be crucifying your flesh. God terms says we better be breaking some strongholds. Ain't no shadow work. Breaking strongholds. And guess what? I'm telling you, I last year on this time, that's what it said. That's what I said. Why? Because I was hearing what other people were saying. It was getting in my mind. Now the word of God is all up in me. So some stuff ain't even staying me no more. It's just leaving. Because I'm dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. I'm resting in His shadow. And I realize it's not shadow work I need to do. Is I need to be in the light. So He'll bring light to my darkness. Okay. So let's focus on the task at hand. Benin, there is a time for everything. It's not the time for me to talk about female prophets or like thereof. So it says here, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God whom I trust. That's what it said. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers. Underneath His wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Listen, God's gonna deliver you for some danger, some evil you ain't even gonna see, and some of the things you're seeing. He's gonna work some things in the background for you that in the foreground you've simply been suffering. That's the power of the Almighty God. Those who have ears, let them hear, okay? And Israel says next, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand, but will not come near you. You will observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Don't be on the other hand of that. Be the observer with your eyes, seeing the punishment, not the one punished. And the secret to that is by what? Dwell in the shelter of the Most High. By seeking refuge in God and not just by what you do, by your hand, omitting God. It says, if you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For, here's the promise, there's a promise to every fear. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so you will not strike your foot against a stone. So if you are worried about your protection, it's because you're not putting your eyes on God and you're not letting Him watch over you because you don't trust Him. You trust what you do. You don't trust what God is doing in the background. So God is assigned angels to watch those who put their eyes on Him. Right? God only assigns angels to those who focus on Him. There's angels assigned to you. So you got to say, angels, do your assignment. Right? You're too focused on looking at angel numbers that you're numbering your angels. Oh, somebody's feeling God on this one. I used to be all up on that. I was like 4, 4, 4. Now I'm like, screw that. I don't really care. 11, 11, screw that. I don't really care. It's all the time for me. I got angels 11, 12, 11, 13, 11, 14, 11, 15, baby. I be seeing them now. I just don't get. Like, here's the thing. All of the things that started, it just falls off. It just keeps falling off, and I love it. But I had to experience it myself to tell you this message. I don't need an angel number. I got unlimited angels. Somebody comment that. I don't need an angel number. There's no, it's not, oh, this is the day of this angel. No, I don't need none of that. I got angels all the time, every time, everywhere I go. All around me, baby. No angel numbers needed. Okay, we dropping the Aja. Listen, I can't judge you because I'm telling you, the guy's been working on me of all these things. He told me what to fall off of me. And they just been falling off little by little. And I'm grateful. So I ain't really judging because I used to be on that old snap. It's 11-11. Now 11-11 is all the time for me. It's all the time. It's 11-12, 11-13, 11-45. You got angels every time. They're like, why are you so bold? Because I got angels. And here's the next thing. That's how I'm so bold. The Bible told me so. It says, 91 verse 13 says, you will tread on the lion and the cobra. That's what it says. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Y'all trying to be powerful with angel numbers. I've been given authority by God to tread on lions and the cobra. All you snakes, I ain't scared of you. Somebody said, I ain't scared. I'm prepared with the word of God. I'm going to tread on that lion and that cobra. Because the Bible says the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. That's what the word says. I ain't making up stuff. I'm just telling you. Woo! Wait, dropping the word on them. Thank you, God, for this message. This is a public service announcement. This message is brought to you by the Holy Spirit. Okay, 91, Psalms 91 verse 14. I'm going to say that some more time. 91 verse 14 and 16 says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Okay, some of you, you only acknowledge Christ when you're in church. On your social media, ain't nobody know you follow Jesus because you're afraid of being stoned. He says, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. The rooster had done croaked because you done deny him more than three times. You walk in rooms, you don't bring Jesus with you, keep him out till you walk out of that room. You better walk. I walk with Jesus and leave with him. I go everywhere with him, everywhere I go. Somebody put that in there. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation, says the Lord. That means God's going to rescue you, going to protect you. He's going to be with you. Just keep acknowledging and calling upon him, dwelling in his presence. Guess what? Deliverance, honor, long life, salvation is with you. I need you to declare this against the animal skin. The next time you feel like you got all types of demons and stuff around you, I need you to say Psalms 91 with truth and belief. Wear the whole armor of God. So every single day, you got to walk with God. Jesus, walk. God showed me the way because the devil tried to break me down. Jesus walks with me. The Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Don't be walking alone. Walk with the gospel of truth everywhere that you go. You got to walk with him. It has to be a relationship. It ain't something you do on Sunday. You do it Monday through Sunday. When you walk with God, you wake up to God. The word of God dwells on you. Go to sleep with God. You do everything with God. Everything. Jesus walks with you. Praying, fasting, seeking God every day, not just on Sundays, is the way to go to war against evil. And somebody comment in the chat or in wherever you listen to this podcast, say, I've already won. Somebody commented, say, I've already won. Commented, come on, I need to see all those comments, 16 of them. I've already won. Because God won the battle. I already won. Because Jesus is what I have already won. Don't let people take out the belt that holds your armor together. They're coming. Listen. Come closer. Come closer. They're coming for that belt of truth. They're just coming for it. With human wisdom. And it's empty and it's whack. And if you don't see the Spirit of God in them, why listen to him? Like, oh, let me tell you some knowledge about the 1990. Well, you telling me about something you read. I'm telling you about something I heard. Which one do you want to hear? The one you read from that book or the one I heard from the book of life? Two different hearing. Many have ears, but they don't hear. Be the one with ears to hear. And that's from the Holy Spirit. Truth has a frequency that you hear. Oh, some of you heard that, some of you didn't. Because truth has a frequency that you hear. That's what truth is, a frequency. Nobody can tell you the truth, you have to hear it. Somebody says, tell me what the truth is. The truth is you got to hear the truth. I've already won. The truth is you got to hear the truth. Listen, y'all, we're going to end it here. But listen, we are the soldiers in the battle, and I'm a general. That's all. I'm a general in the fight. Okay? I'm one of the generals. We soldiers in a battle. I'm one of the generals. Listen, you wanna join an army? The body of Christ? Here's how to do it. I'm gonna give you how to join an army. Okay, you wanna get recruited by the body of Christ? Let me tell you how to join an army. So the head of the army is Christ. He who spread the gospel of truth are all generals, and we're all ambassadors. To enter that army, all you got to do is through faith. That's how you do it. He who shares the gospel, and all of us here can be generals, and we're called to be generals. You're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. I'm just choosing to take up my cross and following him. I just chose to do that. Everybody here can choose to do that. But if you have not yet gotten in the army, it's hard to be a general in an army you ain't in. How do you get in that army? You say, Father God, I want to be in your army. I believe that Jesus died on the cross as the king of that army. And in your kingdom, I want to fight for that. I want to fight for truth. Fill me with the armor, the whole armor of God, because the belt of truth has been revealed to me. Okay. I believe that you are the King, Jesus is Lord. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I don't simply want to be an army, but I want to be a general in your army. Equip me with the tools to go do the work you called me to do. As you said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have to you, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. I'm ready for them plans. So the kingdom of God has an army. That's why it's a kingdom without an army is not a kingdom. And you're part of the army. The kingdom of God have royalty. And you're part of the royalty. So you're in the army and the royal family at the same time. And guess what? You're still a servant in that army. So I am a general and a servant and a priest and a king at the same time underneath the sovereign king called Christ. That means you're going to play so much role in the army of God, but you got to be wearing that armor and equip yourself with the truth. Once you know the truth will set you free. And that is the message of the day, and I'm sticking to it. It's the holistic motivator. And I want to remind you to stay in your ultimate power and trust God that he got you. And keep staying in alignment with his word. Use the sword of the word, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace to walk, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the word. Peace.